Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 251, the stanzas 1 and 2. It is good to sing thy praises and to thank thee, O Most High, as showing forth thy loving kindness when the morning lights the sky, and what follows. Psalter 251, the stanzas 1 and 2. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Matthew 26, the verses 14 through 35. First, the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord, thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, and nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Matthew 26, the verses 14 through 35. Then one of the 12, called Judas Iscariot, went unto the chief priests and said unto them, What will ye give me, and I will deliver him unto you? And they covenant with him for 30 pieces of silver. And from that time he sought opportunity to betray him. And now the first day of the feast of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus, saying unto him, Where wilt thou that we prepare for thee to eat the Passover? And he said, Go into the city to such a man, and say unto him, The Master saith, My time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at thy house with my disciples. And the disciples did as Jesus had appointed them, and they made ready the Passover. And now when the even was come, he sat down with the 12. And as they did eat, he said, Verily I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me. And they were exceeding sorrowful, and began every one of them to say unto him, Lord, is it I? And he answered and said, He that dippeth his hand with me in the dish, the same shall betray me. The Son of Man goeth as it is written of him, but woe unto that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It had been good for that man if he had not been born. Then Judas, which betrayed him, answered and said, Master, is it I? He said unto him, Thou hast said. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it, and brake it, and gave it to the disciples, and said, Take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup, and gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. And when they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. Then saith Jesus unto them, All ye shall be offended because of me this night, for it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. But after I am risen again, I will go before you into Galilee. Peter answered and said unto him, Though all men shall be offended because of thee, yet will I never be offended. Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, that this night, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. Peter said unto him, Though I should die with thee, yet will I not deny thee. Likewise also said all the disciples. Thus far the scripture reading. We hope to remember in prayer Riker, the baby of Mr. and Mrs. Tim Vandenberg, who remains in the hospital, and called Arnold Dusa, who was able to return home again yesterday. Let us try to ask the Lord for his blessing. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, thou hast granted unto us and our children another Lord's Day, with the opportunity to come up to thy courts, that we may see one another by renewal in the land of the living. Then in the week gone by, then thou hast crowned the earth with many a blessing, And we and our children have been the recipients of a large portion of those blessings. And then the past night has also witnessed thy care and thy protection. Then we and our children may still have a place upon the earth as monuments, living monuments of thy goodness, of thy patience, and of thy long suffering. And that for a sinful people, that are transgressors from the womb, by renewal we have heard thy holy law. And then each and every one, then it is needful that we are given to confess that we are a guilty and a sinful people. Then another week of grace is quickly run its course. Oh, then our life, how true it is, that our life is but a vapor that comes and disappears. And then thou granteth unto us and our children this precious time of grace, that we may be given to seek to find thee, that we may be converted, O Lord. Undoubtedly there have been those amongst us, boys and girls, that have perhaps not even asked before they have come up to thy house, that in this service that they may receive a new heart. Older ones that have not asked for that true conversion, oh, not feeling and seeing the need thereof, not seeing the blessedness thereof, and the shortness of time, but, oh Lord, may it please thee in this morning to grant what they have not asked for, and that is the wonders of free and sovereign grace, and, oh Lord, for all those who have indeed asked of thee, that thou may bless them, that thou may remember them with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. May their prayers be answered, oh, it can never be, because of our prayers, because they are also defiled by sin. It is thy free and sovereign grace, but thou hast said by the prophet of old that thou wilt be inquired of the house of Israel to do it for them, all wonder-doing God. Well, thou then stretch out thy almighty arm, and that sinners may be rescued. When that takes place, then we are given to experience how unconverted that we are. And then it shall become a prayer out of the depths of our heart, a prayer in sincerity, that we may be converted indeed. Lord, we have heard a solemn, but also a precious portion out of thy holy word. Oh, it is a portion for examination. It is a portion with much comfort, with much instruction, and with much encouragement. And may it be used to that end in this day. For thy Zion, thou knowest who they are. Thou knowest their condition. Thou knowest where they are encamped. Thou also knowest how they have come up to thy courts. May many a soul have come up, hungering and thirsting for thee and for thy righteousness. O souls that have come up even with a desire that thee had to pray for that thirst and hunger, may it please thee to be a surprising God in this morning hour. Lord, then we are so privileged above so many upon the face of the earth that we freely, unhindered, without persecution may come up to thy courts. Ah, we remember the persecuted church. We remember the country at war already 1 year. Oh, it cannot be different that many have lost their sanctuary and that it is impossible to go to thy house, but do bless them in their dwellings. The country which thou hast shaken with a mighty earthquake, we commend that people unto thee. We commend unto thee all the suffering ones upon the face of the earth, perhaps different places, that they have come up to thy courts, but with an empty stomach. Ah, Lord, what maketh us to differ? Because we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. May it then be all thy goodness, all thy precious gifts, and thy long suffering, that may lead us and our children that godly sorrow that leadeth to repentance and the need to be washed in the precious blood of thy dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, remember all those who were called to labor in thy vineyard, thy servants, elders and deacons. Oh, do help the student in this day and all the sowers of the word. Lord, remember the outward needs. They are manifold and they are great. We commend unto thee the little infant child who is still in the hospital. Ah, may the time soon arrive that the parents may take their firstborn, their precious little gift, to their dwellings. Wilt thou graciously spread thy wings over him? Lord, thou wast granted unto a young daughter, underwent surgery in the past week, came home, readmitted, and in the day of yesterday, she was permitted to return home. Ah, grant unto her with her parents, the family circle, a humble and a broken heart. May it please thee to grant healing, to grant strengthening, and above all things, Lord, that this calling may be sanctified. Then thou wert speaking unto her in a special way. My daughter, give me thy heart. May it be accompanied by the work of the Holy Spirit. We commend unto thee the mother who was underwent her third treatment in the past week. Remember her with the discomfort and with the pain. May she be given to cry unto thee, that thou may help her, and that also this treatment may have been blessed for a further healing. Remember her with her husband, the children, then thou wert speaking. May it be accompanied by the work of the Holy Spirit. Lord, remember all those that stand in need of healing, that stand in need of strengthening. Oh, grant that special place at thy footstool. Remember all those that are afflicted with their concerns, with their fears, continual pain and weariness of the body. Wilt thou remember the crosses? Wilt thou remember the burdens? Do remember and uphold the handicapped ones amongst us. We commend unto thee all the mourning ones. Remember all the elderly ones in the care home, with those that may care for them, and those that may still go in and out. Do remember all the family circles. Remember the sick relatives, the circumstances. They are all known unto thee. And now, Lord, In this morning hour, may our eyes be upon Thee. May we be administered out of Thy fullness, to be given by the leading of Thy Spirit, to declare the wonderful works of the Lord. Oh, it is the work of a triune God, that sinners, even great sinners, the chiefest of sinners, may be saved, because it is written in Thy Word that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ cleanses from all sin. May Thy Word go forth with power divine. Oh, go then from bench to bench, from heart to heart, those that are lawfully hindered, do enter their dwellings with Thy blessing. Wilt Thou take away everything that could be a hindrance, and there can be so much? Wilt Thou bind the Satan? Oh, may the kingdom of Satan in this day, may it be broken down, may it be disturbed, may it be diminished, and Thy glorious kingdom, may it be built up, may it be expanded, and may it be strengthened. Ah, Lord, glorify then Thy great and worthy name amongst us and our dear children in the serious and solemn times that we are given to live. But the King is still gathering His church. May that take place in this hour. Wilt Thou pardon us of all of our sins? In Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 416, the stanzas 3, 4, and 5. O my soul, why art thou grieving? Why disquieted in me? Hope in God, thy faith retrieving. Let him still thy refuge be. And what follows, Psalter 416, the stanzas 3, 4, and 5. In this morning hour, with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Matthew 26, the verses 30, 31, and 32. And when they had sung an hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. Then saith Jesus unto them, All ye shall be offended because of me this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. But after I am risen again, I will go before you into Galilee. Our text words speak of Jesus singing an hymn with his disciples in the shadow of the cross. With three thoughts in the first place, the event preceding the singing. Secondly, the significance of the singing. And thirdly, the instruction following the singing. Jesus singing an hymn with his disciples in the shadow of the cross. The event preceding this singing, the significance of this singing, and the instruction following this singing. Thus first, the event preceding this singing. Beloved congregation, our text words have taken place late Thursday evening, the day before that Jesus would be crucified. The preceding Friday evening, we read in God's Word that Jesus Christ has come to Bethany. On the Saturday, the Jewish Sabbath day has rested, and then on Palm Sunday, that Jesus with his disciples and others sitting on the foal of a colt, that they have come to Jerusalem, that many from Jerusalem have met them, and that many have cried out, Hosanna, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We read of the cleansing of the temple, the buyers and sellers, they were driven out. The tables of the money changers were put upside down. From Matthew 22 through 25, we speak of the instruction that the Lord Jesus Christ has given in the temple, of course not in the temple, in the temple courts, to the Jewish people, has spoken of solemn things. It is believed after the Tuesday evening when Jesus had supper in the house of Simon the leper, and where Jesus was anointed by Mary with that precious bottle of ointment, that on Wednesday Judas Iscariot has went to the Sanhedrin and asked how much he could earn if he would deliver his master into their hands. And now on Thursday morning, then a few disciples have been sent to prepare that upper room. Oh, they have found an upper room all furnished. And the Lord takes wonderfully care of His church. And then we have heard it read unto us that in that room Thursday evening, oh, we read in Luke 22, verse 15, that it was the desire of Christ, where He has expressed that He has greatly desired to eat this Passover with them before He would die. And then we have heard what has transpired, because at the Passover, then Jesus has stated those solemn words that one of those 12 disciples, that they would betray Him. When we consider our text words, where Jesus has sung a hymn after the Passover and the Lord's Supper, then we may even see it 3 weeks after the sacrament of the Lord's Supper was administered as a further reflection service. And then the disciples, then they have all become very fearful. And they have said, "Is it I?" And then a Judas, not to stand out, because Judas has went to the Sanhedrin. And then a Judas has also repeated those words as a parrot, "Is it I?" And then Jesus has said that it was He. The disciples did not understand it, busy with themselves. And then we read in the Gospels that Peter has beckoned unto John that he would ask who it really was. And then Jesus has said, "Unto whom I give the sop, the piece of bread, he it is." And then Judas went out, and it was night. But it is clear from the Gospels, from John 13, verse 27, when Jesus has said unto Judas, "What thou doest, do it quickly." Then it is written in verse 28, "Now no man at the table knew for what intent he spake this unto them." For the disciples, the way was so mysterious concerning their master. They have sat at His blessed feet under His prophetical ministry for approximately 3.5 years. Already in Matthew 16, then Christ is clearly declared unto them that He must suffer and die. Peter has rebuked Him. Jesus has spoken to Peter. Then also on Thursday evening, concerning the washing of feet, then those disciples, to say it simply, congregation, because the disciples, we read, even in this solemn moment, that they were still busy, who was the greatest. Then the disciples did not have such a high score. Oh, we would say, boys and girls, that they would receive a 0. Are there such souls in my midst that have become a 0? That is needful by the uncovering light of the Holy Spirit. And her children can understand it if you are a 0. But if you put a 1 in front of it, then it becomes greater. And so it is concerning that precious Savior. For a people that learn in beginning, but each time by renewal, to become a zero. Nothing in my hands I bring. Simply to the cross of Christ I cling. And now for the disciples, the Passover has been held, the Lamb, what it was for Jesus when he saw all those lambs that were slain in Jerusalem, and then they all pointed to him, were soon as a lamb he would be led to the slaughter, that the Father's attributes may be glorified, and that the church may be saved. The Lord's Supper was instituted, was celebrated, and then we read in our text words, and when they had sung a hymn. What is a hymn? Same as a psalm. We read in our Bibles, in our marginal notes, then the translators have placed a psalm. That is a song of praise. Then Jesus has been mindful of his people. How often a child of God has experienced when they may come to the table of the covenant, that the singing at the table has been used, has been blessed in a special way for instruction, for comfort, and for encouragement. And now in our text words, then they have sung a hymn in the night. And the night in the scriptures, that refers to ignorance, that refers to unbelief, difficulties, impossibilities. For those disciples, they have experienced such a blessed and such a sweet time when they have listened to the preaching of Jesus, the declaring of their hearts, when they have seen the many miracles, it is true, still to perhaps too much a focus on an outward kingdom that is clear in the scriptures, but congregation, let us remember, when the Spirit works mightily, then it becomes evident in our whole community. All read of the times of great revivals, when the Spirit is wrought so mightily and so wonderfully, then it became evident in the community and in the country. And now for those disciples, it was so different than what they expected. They hoped to go from strength to strength, and now there has come a night that those sweet frames living off the experiences, that has come to an end. And for such a people, with a demanding justice, with a debt, then there is room for a declaration of the meritorial work of Jesus Christ. Our second thought, the significance of the singing. And when they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. Thus Jesus with his disciples would soon enter into the Garden of Gethsemane. Suffering lie before him. And now Jesus with his disciples, they have sung a hymn. a singing that is also a means of grace, which the Lord by His Spirit pleases to use many a time for even for conversions, but also for the encouragement and for the instruction and comfort of His children. When we read the Scriptures, then there are examples of the blessing of singing. Think of King Saul. An evil spirit has come upon him. And then David, he has sung with his harp, played the harp, and we read that the evil spirit has departed. When we think of the prophet Elisha in 1 Kings 3, when they went to war with Moab, when they ran out of water, then the prophet has asked for a minstrel to play for him, and the Spirit of the Lord has come upon him. King Nebuchadnezzar in Daniel 3, then he has also used music that the people's emotions would be touched and that they would be given to bow before that golden image. Thus a privilege and a blessing also in the family circles, when there may be singing, when our children may learn to play organ musical instruments. What a blessing how often the Lord has used it, that a very simple playing and singing, that it has been used for the encouragement and the comfort of his Zion. Of course, on the other hand, that tells us, congregation, the devil also knows what a power that music can have upon the emotions, the minds, and the hearts of fallen sons and daughters of Adam. And to that end, much worldly and evil music, may we be kept. Young people, may you never make a beginning. When we have made a beginning, may we, with the Lord's help, be given to refrain and to be given to ask the Lord that the psalters, former ages, there have been gifted men that have put the psalms in song, that they may become precious unto us. And now the Lord Jesus Christ, with his disciples, has sung in him. Already in creation, we read in Job 38, verses 6 and 7, that the morning stars, the sons of God, that they have shouted for joy, believed to be the angels, that they have sung with the creation of the heavens and of the earth. We read of the first Adam in Genesis 2. After that, the Lord has made a beautiful wife for Adam and brought her unto him, that Adam has said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man." Sometime it is called Adam's song, because we can all understand when Adam has received this helpmeet that he was filled with the holy joy, was in the state of rectitude, that he has not spoken those words in a very dry manner, but as it were, as with a song. That was when Adam was placed in the Garden of Eden, a prepared garden. And now the second Adam, the Lord Jesus Christ, he was also ready to enter the Garden of Gethsemane. And then we read that he has sung a hymn with his disciples. Oh, do say it reverently, and not the first time, because already in the council of peace, rejoicing, when the Father has declared, how shall I place them among the children? Then he has exclaimed those glorious words out of Psalm 40, the verses 7 and 8. Lo, in the volume of the book it is written of me, I come to do thy will, O my God. Thy law is written within my heart. And now under these solemn circumstances, when Christ would soon come in the Garden of Gethsemane, when the Father, oh, with the Lord's Supper, he has taken that cup and given it to his disciples, but now he would soon receive the cup full of the wrath of God because of the sins of his church, then Christ was still with his disciples, given to sing a hymn. Oh, we read in Job 35, verse 10, but no one saith, where is God, my maker, that gives psalms in the night? Do we not read, we have sung together out of Psalm 42, and in Psalm 42, verse 8, the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night this song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life. And now Christ, concerning this hymn, then in that hymn he was given to sing of the sovereign good pleasure of his Father, what we think of Christ. Never written in the scripture that he has left. We do read in Luke 10, verse 21, that he was given to rejoice in spirit and say, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, I thank thee that thou hast hidden these things from the wise and prudent, but hast revealed them unto babes. But now before his suffering, before Gethsemane, before Gabbatha and Golgotha, oh, the love of the Savior, that he may encourage his disciples, and then they together they were given to sing the praises of the Lord. Oh, Christ was given to sing in anticipation of his victory, as he has declared in his high priestly prayer in John 17, I have glorified thee upon the earth. I have finished the work which thou hast given me to do. And now concerning this hymn, when we read, and when they had sung a hymn, then Christ has sung a hymn in the first place for troubled disciples, that they may be comforted. In the second place, discouraged disciples, that they may be encouraged. In the third place, as an example, that even in our suffering, and oh, it is true, can be those times when those harps, they are hanging on the willows, when they are mocked, when they are assaulted, afraid that they shall never sing again, but nevertheless, as an example. And another point. Is there need of an other point, congregation? Are there souls that have need not only for comfort, encouragement, need the example, but are there also other souls that they need Jesus singing with his disciples a hymn? That's for a guilty people. By his passive obedience, his suffering and death. He has merited satisfaction that their sins may be freely and fully pardoned. But now for a right to eternal life, then there needs to be perfect obedience to the law. And concerning our singing, how is that congregation? Do we always sing, think of the words that we sing? Do we always sing with reverence? Can be multiplied out. Then it is needful that our singing that also becomes sin. And concerning sanctification, then we become meat for heaven, a blessing when we may be exercised with those matters, and that we have to confess so often. Shall we say most of the time, congregation? Do we sing to God's glory? That reverence, thinking about what we sing. It is a blessing when we may sing. Congregation may sing well. It's a great blessing. But how is it now with our singing? Has that also become our guilt? And now for a guilty people. What a precious text. And when they had sung a hymn, does Christ has obeyed the law for his people, he has also sung perfectly, because Christ never once has he sung thoughtless, without reverence, and not for his Father's glory. But now we read in our text, for a guilty people. And when they had sung a hymn on behalf of his church, and that righteousness, that obedience, that of Christ's act of obedience that is given unto his church, and that they may receive a small beginning, there's only a small beginning, then the question could be asked, when we read, and when they had sung a hymn, a psalm, what have they sung? Does not specifically mentioned, but Jewish history tells us that at the Passover, and then it is clear that there was more than one cup. Because in Luke 22, verse 17, we read, and he took the cup. And in verse 20, likewise also, the cup after supper. So that is clearly implied from the scriptures. And Jewish history tells us that it is so. That at the Passover, that there was more than one cup, there were several cups. And then Jewish history tells us that at the beginning of the Passover, that Psalm 113 and 114 was sung. But with the last cup, then the Psalms 115, 116, 117, 118 were sung. And undoubtedly, with the Passover, when the Lord's Supper was instituted, that they have sung those psalms. Thus, what an instruction and what a comfort for the disciples. If we think of Psalm 115, how does it now begin? Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name be all the honor and glory given, O Christ. And this evening, when he has sung the hymn, ready to go into the Garden of Gethsemane, the great love for his church, for his sheep. Then he was in Psalm 115, it is declared, with an eye upon God's glory. Oh, Psalm 116. Oh, it has made a separation. The true child of God, how they can be troubled. Whether is it I? Oh, when it is lively, then they may believe it. But further uncovering more guilt, a greater sinner like those disciples that solemn evening, than still to be busy with what was the greatest. Oh, when the disciples, when they have sung 115, I repeat it, it is not absolutely, but we would think that Christ has followed what they have always sung, not unto us, O Lord. And the disciples were so busy with self. And for those disciples, oh, Psalm 116, notwithstanding, that was now the difference. Judas, there are more differences. But Judas has nearly never experienced that genuine, that deep, and true love for the Lord. I love the Lord. Heard my prayer, my supplication. But in Psalm 116, also a messianic psalm, because we read in that psalm, in verse 3, of the sorrows of death, the pains of hell. But in verse 8, delivered my soul from death. In verse 13, that he would take the cup of thanksgiving and call upon his name. Oh, at the end of this psalm, the call of Jerusalem, that the Lord would be praised. Oh, Psalm 117, that the Lord may be praised by all nations. And Psalm 118, there in the verses of 22 through 27, then what an instruction and what a prophecy concerning the Lord Jesus Christ, the stone which the builders have rejected, that it would become the cornerstone. And when they had sung a hymn together with the disciples, let us first sing. Psalter 427, the stanzas 4 and 5. In truth, the Lord is sorely chastened, but not to death delivered me. In his paternal love he hastened to mitigate my misery. And what follows? 427, 4 and 5. Jesus singing an hymn with his disciples in the shadow of the cross. The event preceding this singing, the significance of this singing, and now thirdly, the instruction following this singing. The church here below, that is a church militant. The disciples have experienced that also after the celebration of the Passover and the Lord's Supper, because they would go the Mount of Olivet into the Garden of Gethsemane. And then Jesus' solemn instruction for the disciples, that the church may be given to watch and pray. Then saith Jesus unto them, all ye shall be offended because of me this night. That word offended in the Hebrew, in the Greek, that refers to be a stumbling block. For the disciples, they would be offended. Their master, who has done so many miracles, healed the sick, raised the dead, and then when the band has come, that he has given himself freely over, they would be offended when Jesus is commanded, when Peter, so ready to fight, cut an ear off, that he must put back the sword in a sheath. They were offended that he has let himself be led as a lamb to the slaughter. Then saith Jesus unto them, all ye shall be offended because of me this night. We read in 1 Corinthians 1 concerning Christ crucified, a stumbling block to the Jews and foolishness to the Greeks. Oh, how the natural man, the flesh, that they are offended at the doctrine of free and sovereign grace. The pride of man is offended. But the Lord has a people. Oh, Jonathan Newton has put it in song. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch as me. I once was lost, now am found, once was blind, and now I see. And then Christ was given to further declare would be the fulfillment of prophecy from Zechariah 13, verse 7, awake, O sword, against my shepherd, against the man that is my fellow. Smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered. Oh, the shepherd would be taken by Jew and Gentile. The shepherd would be smitten judicially by his father, because of the sins which have been laid upon that good and chief shepherd. The Lord has a people upon the earth that learn that it is our my sins that have brought that precious Savior to the cross. Oh, a people, as we read in Zechariah 12, verse 10, that they shall weep all apart for him whom they have crucified. The shepherd shall be smitten for the saving of his people. Oh, soon the disciples would be given to understand the riches, the purpose, why the shepherd was smitten. Out of great love, unfathomable love, love that cannot be understood, that the great shepherd has given himself for a sheep, for the chiefest of sinners. But now, disciples, it is written, spoken by a God who cannot lie, oh, I am ready to go forth to Gethsemane, to Gabbatha, and to Golgotha, to be smitten, to be placed myself under the sword of God's justice. And the Lord has a people that has to do with that sword and learn that they are guilty, that they cannot escape, that that sword cannot be put back in the sheath by their prayers and by their good works, by their repentance, cannot be missed, people. But the Lord has a people, those sheep, that shall learn the value more and more of that little word, grace. Thus smite the shepherd, and all the sheep of the flock shall be scattered. Tis soon taken place. And then we read in Zechariah 13, verse 7, at the end, my hand upon the little ones. Those are those little lambs, congregation, when we speak of our text. Have you now become a sheep? A lamb of that good shepherd? We have heard of a special mark, Psalm 116. I love the Lord, the fount of life and grace. He hears my prayer and supplication. And that becomes evident by the fruits. But those sheep learn that they cannot satisfy justice. It is the Holy Spirit's work to make room in those hearts for that good and for that chief shepherd who has given himself so willingly. And now, congregation, concerning those sheep and lambs, indispensable that we become such a one. Born as a lamb, purchased by the precious blood, and to that end, my unconverted fellow travelers, because that sword must smite, satisfaction must be made by us or by another. And now we read a precious text concerning those that are not in the fold. Christ has spoken those words in that upper room. John 15, verse 16. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. Thus the necessity always, Sunday, weekday, when no lawful hindrances, that we place ourselves under the voice of that good shepherd, where he calls unto us, and where he has promised in his word that the preaching, the foolishness of preaching, that sinners shall be saved. And I will turn my hand unto the little ones. And that is further declared when Christ is given further instruction that they would not become overly discouraged. can also be a danger. And therefore Christ is added, but after I am risen again, I will go before you into Galilee. What a precious promise. The shepherd smitten. The shepherd must die. Oh, those disciples, when they have heard it, what must remain of us when there is no shepherd? And declared that we would deny him. But then we see that one side at work are those disciples and the church. Never has reason to boast, but only in grace. Ephesians 2, the verses 8 and 9. By grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, by faith, not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not by works, lest any man should boast. And now for disciples that have spoiled so much and that would even be offended, even for Peter, who would deny him thrice. Oh, Peter had that love in his heart. He had to learn to watch and to pray. But what precious words. But when I am risen again, I will go before you into Galilee. We read in John 10 concerning that good shepherd, that the shepherd knoweth the sheep, and the sheep, they know his voice, they hear his voice, and they follow him. Thus the good shepherd, the risen shepherd, prophesied also in Psalm 118 that he will go before them, that he will lead them, blessed people, blessed lambs, and blessed sheep, that may know that shepherd, that may hear his voice, that may follow him in sown and unsown ways, to receive a willing heart, to be given to rejoice. All for the disciples, he went before them 40 days after the resurrection. He has went before them on the day of ascension, because the good shepherd has said to his sheep in John 14, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in me. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. I go and prepare a place for you, otherwise I would have told you. What do you think, congregation? You're busy with it. Is there also a mansion for us? For us and our children? Our mansions that need to be filled. Christ is still gathering his church. He went before them to prepare a place. He went before them to sing, to glorify his Father, to be in the midst of the angels, in the midst of just men made perfect, the saints, to sing the praises of the Lord. To that end, we need to be prepared people. A little beginning here below. And also concerning our singing. Oh, even in the night watches, we are given to sing his praises. Can never extol him high enough. Here is only a little beginning. And those sheep learn that indeed him also concerning the singing of a hymn on their behalf, that a perfect singing may be imputed unto them, that they may be made meet for heaven. And then, all for those sheep, hear many times, O my soul, why art thou cast down and disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance in beginning, but at the end, when the good shepherd may take them home, then it shall be fulfilled what we read in Revelations 15, verse 3. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great are thy works, Lord God Almighty, just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Amen. Let us close. Lord, we have heard rich and precious things out of thy testimony. And who was able to declare the riches thereof and the comfort that lies therein for the lambs and for the sheep, that thou shalt never forsake the work of thine own hands, and then it is so necessary, as it was for those disciples, as we read on the day of the resurrection, when thou wast went before them, that they understood the scriptures, when they were opened, that thou wast opened their understanding, that they understood the scriptures concerning the meritorial work of thy dear Son, O Lord. It is written in thy word that there are still those that are lying under the seal of election. Other sheep also I have, which are not of this fold. May that be realized and experienced in a richer measure amongst us and our children, our little children, the young people, and the older ones in our midst. How terrible it shall be to have to appear before thee as a goat, and then no invitations, but then that solemn word, depart from me, ah, Lord, work then lovingly, irresistibly by thy Spirit in the hearts of young and old. Ah, remember thy people. They stand so in need each time by renewal for instruction, for comfort, for encouragement, but also for correction. Lord, remember us and our children on the Sabbath day. Grant traveling mercies, return us in this evening hour, and pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 389, the fourth stanza, my failing spirit see, O Lord, to me make haste. Hide not thy face from me, lest bitter death I taste. And what follows, Psalter 389, the fourth stanza. give the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.